This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Over many months of pandemic, Colorado's healthcare system has gotten better at treating COVID-19, but Dr. Jaya Kumar at Swedish Medical Center in Denver says that's no reason to let your guard down, since nothing truly cures the virus.
It's not something I can fix completely, but I will try to limit the duration of the symptoms. I'll try to prevent you from going to the hospital, and I'll try to prevent you from dying or ending up on the ventilator.
Kumar says most treatments require special equipment and hours of attention from hospital and medical workers. There's a new way for unemployed Coloradans to get help for mental health and substance abuse issues. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Dialing 211 Colorado connects people to thousands of basic needs resources. Under a new state contract, Coloradans who've lost their jobs can call the number to learn about mental health and substance use benefits through their insurance or assistance programs. They can also sign up for Medicaid, get treatment, and connect to services like food, housing, and financial assistance. The state is partnering with Mile High United Way to offer the service through June next year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The University of Colorado has seen higher than average return on its investments over the past fiscal year, a 25% return. The school considers it a one-time windfall to increase student financial aid and recruit staff and faculty. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management is moving to open tens of thousands of acres of public land in western states to large solar energy projects, CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
This is the federal land agency's largest solar development push in nearly a decade. It's asking companies to submit ideas for utility-scale solar projects in three states, New Mexico, Nevada, and Colorado, where about 20 square miles of public land in the San Luis Valley could be set aside. BLM first analyzed these locations in 2012 and found they get a lot of sun, have enough space for large solar arrays, and pose little harm to the environment or nearby communities. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.